When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life.
I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle clown.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Schaefer.
My boy's wicked smart.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Schaefer with you. It is Thursday. It is 9 o'clock. It's time for the text bag. Send us a text, 402-464-5685. On the Starter Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. The final edition of the text bag. Rico, what's the future of the text bag look like?
It will live on with the happy hour.
The happy hour will steal the text bag.
I'm going to call it the tip jar.
Oh, you're going to rebrand?
Yeah. We can't steal it completely.
Oh, you certainly can.
Everything else will be the exact same except the name.
Yeah. So what else do you plan on taking from Happer as you ravage his dead body laying in a ditch? I mean, we just had the celebration of life last night. Now you're just pillaging him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's got some valuables. Frankenstein.
He's got some valuables. I got to take some stuff.
Anything else?
Rico the Grave Robber.
I'm not sure exactly. I'll figure it out as I go along.
Okay. Sounds good.
You're going to take power rankings with tears?
No, I'm not that creative. Because I would want to do it the way Schaefer does it.
The themes?
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't that creative, as we found out. All right. Once again, time for the text bag, 402-464-5685. We've got about 20 minutes here before we get to solder. I have collected the links for Should I Click on This Link, so welcome to the Variety Hour. Here we are. Sorry. Text bag sounder.
Yeah. My pride and joy.
What am I doing today?
Text bag. Every Thursday they go through the text bag.
Rico, will you be accepting / converting Curter points?
I don't know, because they're Curter points. I don't.
Cash them in now, baby.
Yeah, you gotta cash them in.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You can get them for some sort of value on this show and on this show only.
Take them to Oregon. Bend to Oregon.
Not you cannot. They're
the
not
last
redeemable at the
blockbuster.
Last Blockbuster. Schaefer, biggest pitch you can make to be a Cleveland baseball fan.
You already root for Nebraska, so what's another sad thing in your life?
So many
Pretty
Cleveland
good.
Baseball fans were born just then.
Connor, what's the one interview you wish you could redo / have again?
Ooh.
Man. I've messed up some things, that's for sure.
Do you have a favorite interview?
Not off the top of my head.
I would like to speak on behalf for Connor here that he does a really nice job when the station went to Big Ten Media Days. Your interviews with Trev Alberts and Scott Frost were good.
Yes.
And you do a nice job representing the station when there, for sure.
Thank you. The interviews are always, you know, what the person – you're just kind of providing the bridge for the person to get there, I suppose. So it always depends on the quality of the guest. But part of being a radio person is finding – who was going to say something interesting. Trev Alberts definitely said a lot of interesting things in that interview. That was good. And then we're lucky enough to get, I mean, we don't get Scott Frost ever, except for the 3 minutes at media days. And it's all, you know, so you got to jam whatever it is into those.
You were the one where he's like, I don't want to talk about football, right?
Well, I asked about golf.
Okay.
I was talking to him because, you know, we knew we were going to have him for just a couple minutes, and I figured there probably wasn't any football questions that anybody hasn't asked him yet at media days going through the car wash thing. And I was like, let's just talk about, you know, your golf game or something like that. And he was like, actually, I don't know, you know, my golf game's not going that well. It's like, okay. He also called Snow a rodeo clown. Yeah.
And Snow keeps taking that as, no, he told me I could be in the rodeo. I'm like, no, that's not what he said.
Hmm. I don't know if I have an answer to that, Don. I'd have to think about that a little bit more. I need to be more retrospective. How do I cash in my Curter points is another question. You just say how many Curter points you have, and I'll tell you what you can get with them in the next 2 hours.
And we'll know if you're lying.
Yeah. The ticket is dead without both of you. False. Not true.
I'm here.
The ticket endures. Rico is here. The happy hour is here. Around the clock is here.
Gonna miss you guys. Can I get a Minnesota Sounder with my remaining Curter points / Krut Bucks? Yes,
oh,
you can.
Krut Bucks.
Wow. Yeah, you can. You can merge the two together. They're worth the same.
Minnesota.
Let's see. Happier shows have been in my ear since I got stuck working from home due to COVID. Thanks for all the laughs. You're welcome. I hope you laughed at least a little bit. Could you ask Sauter how NU's recruiting efforts in Omaha and Lincoln? Sure, we could do that. How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? There we go. Now we're talking.
I mean,
like one.
Thousands.
Yeah, a few thousand.
One.
Don't do this, Rico.
Just got to fly in his throat.
You can choke an elephant?
So a kamikaze chicken.
Yep. One chicken.
So how did he get into the throat?
I don't know, Rico. I'm not sure that's right.
Why? Do you think an elephant's throat is bigger than a chicken?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Yeah.
We're back into the can a T-Rex eat a cow in a single bite?
I don't think an elephant would have any issue just swallowing a chicken.
Nah, I don't think so, man. They eat plants. They're not used to bones and stuff. Feathers, a little pokey. Nah, it's not going to happen.
What do elephants eat?
Also,
leaves.
Let's talk about...
And sometimes
they're
sticks.
Herbivores?
Yeah, they are.
Let's talk about the trajectory in which the chicken would have to have to fly into an elephant's mouth. There's a huge, you know, trunk in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an impossible angle for the chicken.
It can be done.
I mean, the chicken have to really know what he was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't buy it. It's got to be a couple, several thousand.
Give me like 100 roosters.
I don't even know.
It's got to be in the thousands for the chickens.
The limit might
they
be
just
infinity.
Need to keep
the elephant can
and
just,
pecking.
He can step on all of them.
Well, yeah. And I want to be clear here. I'm rooting for the elephant until the very end.
Maybe like a million chickens.
One chicken. Two at max.
I don't know. Rico's talking about. Yep. Would you rather dunk yourself in a vat of icy hot and run a mile in 20-degree weather, or only eat Dinty Moore stew for dinner every night for 3 months straight? I don't know what Dinty Moore stew is.
Let's find out.
It's you know those little tiny packages that you like put in the microwave. It's one of those like soup things.
Oh, like microwavable soup?
Yeah.
You can get a 12-pack for $20.
Or they come
Amazon.
In a can.
Okay.
I could do that for 3 months. You can't because you
have
don't
to
like
run
the
a
same
mile.
Thing. I'm not dunking myself in icy hot. That's no.
When it comes to these questions, now this is a good one because it seems very difficult. But when it comes to this question, I always take the thing that lasts just shorter term.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And
that's the dunking in the icy hot and running a mile.
It sure is. Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna make it a mile.
Every time I hear Icy Hot, to. I think about the Nebraska recruit that smeared Icy Hot in his opponent's eyes.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
I think I take the Icy Hot.
Have you ever put Icy Hot on your legs and then some Icy Hot accidentally gets some places where Icy Hot shouldn't go? I'm not doing that.
I've never done that.
No.
No. Oh, well, I have
done
that.
I don't think I've ever used Icy Hot.
That's a terrible idea.
Out of all the employees at the ticket, who would be most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse the longest, and who would die first?
Okay, so who seems resourceful? Big Sky seems resourceful. It's got to be...
I think Big Sky would last a long time.
I'm living for sure.
He's probably been building for this for most of his life.
Rico's a sneaky pick here because he's been... He knows all these little random weird facts. He's watched a lot of TV.
I've been researching the zombie apocalypse thing for years.
Yeah, no, Rico is a good pick, actually.
Is Mark a potential pick because of the camping, the cooking?
Definitely resourceful, yeah. For sure.
Far more than either of us, I suspect.
I may die first, yeah. I may die first.
I don't think I would die first. I don't think I would outlast everyone. I'm somewhere in the middle. I think Jake dies first.
Was your leaving the ticket a mutual decision? Well, I mean, yes, I guess, but I'm leaving. I take another job.
All right, I'm going to admit this on air.
Mutual between who?
We signed a separation agreement.
Mutual between me and my bosses? I guess so, but what happens when a person takes a job?
Everyone hates that person.
It's usually not quote-unquote mutual.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they have been very supportive of me, so I guess it's mutual. Yeah.
The divorce papers were signed.
Happer, where are you moving on to if you're allowed to say? Not allowed to say yet.
Yet.
But you could probably make some inferences or some take a wild stab, take a shot, and you'd probably end up close.
I'm just going to say it. The man has watched a lot of special teams over the years. So,
I don't know what that means.
Hunter Happer, special teams coordinator.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about jobs that are open, right?
Have we ever considered Happer on the sideline talking special teams?
Has anybody considered me? Power rank with tears all your past co-hosts.
Ooh.
I don't think I'm going to do
that.
Put
everybody
hold on. Let's go. Who are the names?
I'm not going to do
that. Who are the names?
Well, there's a lot of names.
I know. Who are the names?
We could just list the names.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. Schaefer. Ravi. Tab. Snow. Tom. Jake. Lanny. Those are all of them.
How are we ranking this, Schaefer?
Yeah, you can rank them.
I mean, have I done a show with every one of those people?
Have you?
Yeah, actually, I have.
Yeah.
I've done a show with every single one of those people.
Great job.
It's just kind of remarkable in itself. But
I was always like everybody in the running joke for me anyway. I made a joke to myself is that everybody in the entire state had done a show with Steve Sipple, but I hadn't for a very, very long time. Until like a couple of years ago.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though we work together.
Right.
Work at the same place. But me and Sipple have only done like two shows together. And then we'd do the pregames, I suppose. But yeah. So I don't know if Sipple counts. Brett doesn't count either. We never did a daily show together.
Well, you hate each other.
I thought that
so
you did.
Last.
We never did a daily show together. I would have loved to do a daily show together.
So you moved to fill Brett's spot when he left.
That's correct.
You didn't? Okay. All right.
That's it.
So Snow was already here then.
Mm-hmm. Snow was in the seat. Yep.
Gotcha.
Because Snow took over after Bach left.
Yes.
Good luck in the transfer portal, guys. I always enjoyed listening. Who do you think will be Nebraska's best player next year?
Oh,
I don't think Nebraska's best player is on the roster currently.
I think Nebraska's best player is on the roster. I think it's on the defensive side of the ball.
And his name is?
Luke Reimer.
Whoa! Hello.
That was my guess for this upcoming season. He was in the top five, but he wasn't their best player.
Person you'll miss most of the ticket. Alternate question. Person you worked with the ticket that you had the biggest man crush on.
This is interesting.
I love Sipple. I really do. I wouldn't call it a man crush, but I love Steve Sipple. And we're letting all the secrets out. I actually like Brett.
I was gonna ask if we could finally get the truth.
Yeah.
The beef is over. Actually a beef.
There was
a fake beef.
Never. Brett's actually one of my best friends, and I like Brett quite a bit.
Yeah. Gasp! The truth is finally out.
Yeah.
Who was the one that kept asking? Like, oh, I think it's
Broke
Nick.
Kayfabe.
Was just like, do you really not like Brett?
People would ask me all the time, and I'm like, I have to tell them no,
which
we're actually
funny.
Cool. I never said it on the.
You would always be like, yeah, I hate his guts.
Well, it's funny because like. People really like Brett, and so then the idea that you and him would have some sort of like beef makes it sort of funny in its own way.
Right.
It's like, what do you hate about him? You like everything.
Which animal at the zoo is the most overrated and shouldn't be there?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
In general.
Giraffes.
I'm good with giraffes. In general... I'm not all that interested in monkeys, like any of them. Monkeys, gorillas. Gorillas I like more than monkeys.
But they're funny.
Like,
they do stuff.
I don't care.
They scratch their butts?
Don't care.
Hmm.
That's where I'm at.
Any type of smaller mammal, they don't need to be there. Like they have like sugar gliders.
Give me an example.
They have like sugar gliders. They look like little chipmunks that are squirrels.
Rico says
also.
The most overrated animal at the zoo is a sugar glider,
which no one knows is at the zoo.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Like I said, you learn things from Rico that is unconventional in practice.
Didn't
know a sugar glider was a term that was used for anything.
It is,
other than probably cereal. But
nope.
Here we are.
Can I get one final shout out to the receiving department? Yeah, that's a good one. We would have the text bag, and one person would text in every week and say, "Hey, shout out! Can you shout out the receiving department at some business in Kansas?"
I think it was Hayes, Kansas.
some business in Kansas. I'm like, hell yeah!
And somebody said something about the shipping department. We're like, no, we don't like the shipping department.
As three married men, what's the worst way to propose? Is it on a stadium scoreboard? Probably.
Okay. It's definitely a public proposal because the ability for it to go bad is so high.
That's awkward.
The stadium scoreboard's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair answer.
Let me offer this. At somebody else's wedding.
Mm.
Oh, that'd be bad.
You like have to get like the permission from from the people.
But even then, don't. That might be the top for me.
Did you propose in public?
I did.
Well, how did you do it?
Was it on a scoreboard?
It was not, but I could have because I had a friend who worked with the Husker Vision. He had one of the cameras.
So where was it?
Yeah, it was in front of the stadium, in front of the Tom Osborne Brooke Barringer statue.
There you go.
Look at that.
I mean, it wasn't like. Everybody watched. It was just like it happened.
Yeah, it happened, and then you know a crowd kind of joined, and everybody's like, "Oh my gosh, it's so cute!" And
nice.
I did that because she hates public. She told me multiple times she did not want a public proposal. She didn't want a big group, and I was like, "Well, I already didn't get you a massive ring because you said you didn't want one, even though I wanted to get you one. So I'm doing this."
Very well done, Rico, in classic Rico form.
And that is our marriage.
If you could play, we got to go pretty quick here. If you could play for one fictional sports team, who would you want to play for? The Monstars?
That's a good one. I mean, obviously would enjoy being in the bullpen of the Major League Cleveland Indians, the first Major League. Is that a fictional team? Do we count that?
Yeah, that's a fictional team.
Yeah.
How about the Washington Sentinels?
It'd be enjoyable.
but only the replacement version of the Washington Sentinels.
Right, and you get to be part of the
yeah, get to hang out with the guy who
dancing in the jail.
Yeah, get to hang out with the guy who eats all the eggs. I love that guy, and the kicker who smokes cigs.
Cigs inside,
cigs outside for him.
I want to be on the bench warmers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's good. Be really fun.
It's a fun team. What's your favorite Sorensen proclamation? Oh man, he's
there
made
was
some
one recently that I just destroyed him on. I can't even remember. There's so many, it's hard to remember.
Remember when we trashed him for his Dolphins proclamation and there might actually come true because it was seven in a row?
Yeah. He's made some proclamations. I love when very excitedly rooting on the Henry Dorley Zoo yesterday.
What?
He's like, yeah, Omaha Zoo! Because he went to the San Diego Zoo. He's like, no, screw that zoo. The Omaha Zoo is better. He's like, yeah, Henry Dorley.
Oh, no. I wish I could remember more of them. There's been so many.
Yeah, they go in the wind sometimes. Yeah.
Just anytime he says, I speak for the people.
If you could train a pet bird to do anything you want, and it always returns home, what did you want the bird to do for you?
Pick me up food.
Yeah, definitely pick up Qdoba.
Definitely. DoorDash bird?
Yeah.
For sure.
Angry Birds, but DoorDash.
What's the best TV theme song?
Well, Full House, obviously. Jeff Franklin and Full House.
Whatever happened to predictability? That was
the milkman. The paper boy?
That was the stupidest segment we did. And that was in like the first month of this show.
That was great.
Well, the whole thing was because someone screwed up a tweet.
Somebody said
about
that,
James Franklin, who ended up staying at Penn State.
Right. That
remember
was
we did the whole thing like James Franklin had the weird press conference and he ends up staying at Penn State.
Yeah.
And we did an entire thing on Full House. We looked up like where Jeff Franklin lived.
Right. It all made sense. He wouldn't have to move.
Yeah.
Since it's your last day, do you have any good Adrian Fiala stories?
Man. I did not know him well enough. I do not have
I didn't know him very well either, but I just there was a little crossover between my time here and his time here, and the thing that stands out about him is just his presence. You know, when he was well anyway. And then, you know, even when he was not well toward the end of his life, doing radio shows from I kid you not, doing a radio show from a hospital bed at one point. Was amazing. And the way he prepared and all of his, you know, 37 legal pads that he had flying around the office.
Tom had an incredible just kind of conversation about Adrian the other day and just like what he meant for the station and how none of this would be here if he hadn't lent his name and his
100%.
His expertise and everything behind it in the early days.
Yeah, for sure. Who gets custody of Rico?
Mark?
I like how that's he goes back to Mark.
Yeah. You got to stay with Mark.
I don't want to stay with Mark.
Happer has visitation rights.
No, I want to go with my dad's. I don't want to go with Grandpa Mark.
Grandpa Mark, but you'll make cookies.
No, I want to go with my dad's.
Can we get a final? It's Carter. It's Carter. Maybe Brett should call in and say that. He's the one who says it all the time.
Can I call him?
No. He's doing a show right now.
Exactly.
Schaefer, any insight into the random 24/7 crystal ball for Casey Thompson to Nebraska that happened last night? Schaefer didn't know this happened.
I didn't know about
it.
So that's the insight that I can provide you. I mean, I know this much. There's legitimate interest from the Thompson side into Nebraska. We'll see if Nebraska reciprocates that enough or if there's still another quarterback that they're chasing. I'm of the mindset that Casey Thompson's probably as good as they're going to get out of the portal.
I would totally agree with that. One last one here. Happer, what number officially wins the number bracket?
Do we
open it back up today?
I think you should.
Nobody wants the number bracket. Everybody hates the number bracket, but I love the number bracket.
It was great.
Thank you, Rico. I appreciate you. He's my one supporter of the number bracket. Of the,
even
it was pretty
even
bad.
Tab didn't like it.
It was pretty bad.
The height of the pandemic.
Remember we were going to do another one right after that that was just like which
cities
is most overrated?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the deal because it was supposed to be March Madness and everybody got super bored. So the answer was let's do brackets of everything.
Yep.
And my response to it was numbers. The number bracket. So you had like a one seed number 7.
Well, I'm pretty sure 69 was running the bottom of the bracket.
69 would have won the vote.
Yeah.
If we didn't rig it.
Yeah, but we could definitely stack the deck against
it.
It
was necessary to rig it because it was going to win.
I think it was 7 versus 69 in the final, and we never decided who the winner was.
What was your favorite college football report tweet?
That's a good question.
Let me check the tweets. There was
there
one.
There was probably only 7
there
tweets.
There was one about fastest players that legitimately got a UCLA backup quarterback to like and follow us.
Hell yeah. And we got in a bracket on that of the best college football dumb accounts, like dumb Twitter accounts.
And we won. Upset like a 2 seed.
And we won. Yeah.
Like an actual account.
Yes.
You had 7 tweets.
CFB report. Yeah.
Exactly.
The GOAT.
Wow. We upset a 2 seed.
This has been the text bag. Thank you for participating. Sorry if we didn't get to you. We have to get to Mike Sauter, though, of NEBpreps.com. We'll talk a little sports with him and a lot of other things next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.